Someone said the water's coming. About 10 minutes later, it was in our house. 10 minutes.
Never like this before. This truly is, I'm at a loss of words. That's, it's insane.
I mean, 1 minute I'm looking out my window at people leaving, like, lower part by the freeway on horses and trucks, and next thing you know, I hear people screaming. I look out, and there's my garbage can floating away with my car.
We were just told that we were to evacuate.
We're stuck. There's three ways to get out, and those three ways are blocked.
Need help?
You gonna go down there and get them out?
Yeah. When they put us on the boat, a power boat, I guess.
In Lewis County, they have managed to rescue about 300 people, many by boat.
A gentleman on a jet ski came up, grabbed two of the young individuals that were on the roof off, got them to safety, and then the house itself got locked up in some log jam, and all seven of them were able to get off the roof just in the nick of time through some boats and also through some helicopters before it went underwater.
The largest aerial search and rescue operation that we've had is now ongoing, and it's the largest in a decade.
Crushed. I mean, I was just crushed. We sat in that window and watched all our cows drown, and there was nothing we could do about it. 70 head of cows. There was nothing we could do.
No! I can't believe that.
This is an intersection normally. Right now it's water just covering everything. I mean,
it's a mess.
We're on I-5 about exit 81. Covered with water.
They can't get the supplies over here without driving about 30 extra miles.
I went this way and I went that way, you know, and ended up way out there in the country somewhere, you know, so we came back this way. I spent about 4.5 hours trying to figure out which way to go.
And it's only about 2 miles by boat, so we just told them we'd bring it by boat.
Just a lot of devastation. Things totally gone. There's no rebuilding or restoring anything around here.
What's gone?
The majority of everything we own that we live with is gone. So I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Pretty much all garbage.
At this point,
we've done a lot of cleanup.
Yeah, spray all these clothes out and get them all cleaned out before we put it in the wash machine.
We're going to your house to get your clothes and other things that you want to go to another place.
Oh, my.
The people across the street knew that she needed help, and we had people at the church, so over we came. They're just all local church members, and we're just here to do what we can. And
it's an amazing example of while Mother Nature can take a huge toll, the human spirit is going to stand up to it.